This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
They in trouble. The Democrats are in trouble. I feel like a little kid on the playground. Y'all in big trouble. I told the principal on you. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. And no, I'm not a petulant child. I'm not one of these little kids with a tattletale or whatever, but I am one that says, I told you, I warned you. That's what we did. KJRadio.com is how you can get a hold of us 24/7 on demand. You want to call the program 844-551-8255. We told the Democrats to stop messing with us. You poke the tiger, you might just get scratched. You might get bit. You might get eaten, and that's what's happened. I likened this. I was on a radio program, and I said, you know what the Democrats did with Donald Trump? They kept picking on him. You've been in a situation where somebody just picks on somebody, and they think that the person is the weaker person because that person doesn't really respond back. That person doesn't, like, you know, get all crazy. Like, what are you doing? Hit on me. I'll go crazy up in here. You know, they don't just get nutty. Most of my friends don't get nutty, you know, because we're fighters. You pick on us, we're like, man, just back off. Come on, man. Look, you don't want this. Just leave this alone. You know, but you're not afraid. But the other guy, because you don't come back hard, like, what? They're like, oh, he must be scared. And you're like, no, it's not, man. Just look. Just chill. Leave it alone. Whatever. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to warn you. I'm going to give you something to think about. I don't have to worry about the conservatives, but there's liberals, some leftists that listen to the radio show. Don't bother that guy. He's not trying to help himself. He's trying to help you. He's warning you. When you get a guy like that that says, look, man, I don't want to fight, he's telling you, I fight too much. I fight every day. I work out. I work out. I'm sexy and I know it. Dum, dum. Oh, sorry. Got a little carried away. But hey, this is a guy telling you. It's like I can speak for myself and many of my friends. There comes a day when you've trained a lot of years, and especially in the martial arts, where you go, man, I've done a lot of training, and you get mad. It's a day where everything catches up. You could be having relationship issues, and the one guy, if he comes up from the wrong time to bother you, you're going to say, it's time to put all that training to work. But you're taught not to do that. You're taught to avoid the fight. Leave it alone. You know, just don't mess with it. Because you know you're trained, and the likelihood the other person isn't, because a person who's a trained fighter doesn't usually go around picking fights. They understand, you know, that it's not, they don't think of it the way other people tend to think of it. For them, it's war. And you're a warrior. And you win at all costs. So you try to avoid it. You really do. You work your hardest to. Now, there have been exceptions. I won't lie. I got a couple friends that are been a little mean-spirited. And I'll be honest, when I was in my 20s, I was just like that. I was mad. I would fight really, really quick. But you outgrow it and you go, yeah, I'm going to be a peacemaker now. Always ready for war. What the Democrats did is they picked on Donald Trump, who says, I'm amply prepared for war, but I really don't want to go to war with you. And he pushed them back a little bit. Hey, just, you know, kind of just push back. Like, hey, here's my tweet. Boom. You know, he's just kind of pushing. And the Democrats, oh, no, you all bad up in here. Mr. Trump, we about to get some of this here. You know, you seen that guy? He's running around, jumping around. You know, you can look at him and know he can't fight, but nobody's ever told him, and he's never been challenged to the point because he's a big mouth and people are afraid, and they've left him alone. Well, he came up and pushed Trump, and then Trump decided, you know what? I'm going to start kicking that butt, and he starts beating that butt, and that's exactly where we are right now. The Democrats pushed and pushed. The collusion, Russian collusion, Russian collusion. What you going to do, man? Russian collusion. And Trump goes, all right, release the memo. The one punch knockout, the FISA memo. And that's where we find ourselves, with the one punch knockout. And I've talked early in the broadcast how the Democrats have tried to demean this memo, calling it a lie, a memo of their own creation to protect Hillary. The irony of that is too funny. They call it a lie. They say, oh, no, no, if it isn't a lie, it'll release too much information. Well, if it'll release too much information and it's a lie, what do you care? Oh, they don't have an answer for that one. So then they go, hey, we can't get Trump, so let's go after somebody else. So they went after Nunes. Nunes, look at him. He's a fake. He's a fraud. He changed it. Yeah. He's a Russian spy was even one of the theories presented. And then the last one, which is the latest, Nunes changed the memo because he corrected a couple of commas and apostrophes and, you know, whatever else. And it's fundamentally changed. Now, Adam Schiff won't tell you what changed. He didn't say. He says the changes were substantive. Okay, well, what are they? Well, I can't tell you. Then, sorry, business as usual, broski. So, anything to taint this investigation, that's what they want to do. But I don't even care about that. I don't. I know, we all know what's going to come out in this memo because we're already seeing the dominoes fall. We're watching the people little by little. What I wish you could see, what I wish this government was capable of giving you in terms of truth, is the scrambling that's happening behind the scenes. What these people are so afraid of. I wish that Schiff had the guts to come to you and say, you know what? Man, we screwed the pooch here. What we know about this FISA memo means we never should have been surveilling Donald Trump. Ask yourself how refreshed you'd feel. Let me just put it a different way. The Democrats have an out. They have an out. I just described it. It's called the truth. If the Democrats were to say, guys, look, we've been doing a lot of scrambling over the last month and a half, 2 months, 3 months, whatever, 6 months. And it's because we've really felt bad and we've done the wrong thing. Instead of coming to you and telling you the truth, which is the FBI did indeed take wrong information to try to build a case against Donald Trump at the time, who's now President Trump, and we shouldn't have done that. There were misuses of authority, abuses of authority all throughout this process that need to be now rectified. And if you'd allow us, without release of the memo, to do this, we promise to make this right. I might even buy it. But what they're doing now is saying, this memo, it's wrong, it's fake, it's fraud, it's bad, it'll just look. And now you're going, you're just playing cover up, baby. And you know what? I'm happy they're doing it because I don't like them. I don't like these frauds. They don't have the guts to tell you the truth about this. And that's sad. We'll be back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you listen to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, Kevin Jackson here. Stormy Daniels, do you know that name? Stormy Daniels is the lady of the evening, we shall call her, who supposedly was engaged in an affair with Donald Trump. They call her an adult film star. She's a star. Come to Hollywood, I'll put you over the casting couch and I'll make you a star, said Harvey Weinstein. Except Stormy went a different route. She was like, let's just get past all the formalities, okay? Okay. All right, then. Adult film star. It's funny. I love the euphemistic names that people give to their careers. You know, sanitation expert. Janitor. Adult film star. Okay. I'll let you make up your own word for that. She canceled her appearance on The View. It was scheduled for yesterday. On the heels of a guest panelist mocking her on the ABC morning show. Stormy Daniels was supposed to be coming on The View. We are not sure what happened anymore. Co-host Whoopi Goldberg said on the Wednesday show. An ABC spokesperson confirmed that Daniels indeed canceled the appearance. Last week, HLN host S.E. Cupp appeared as a guest panelist on The View and criticized the media for being interested in an adult film star. Stormy Daniels, she's cleaning up, Cupp said. She's making tons of money. Her career is revived. She's just playing the hand she was dealt. No problem there. What bothers me, though, in giving her this platform, you know, Monica Lewinsky was also caught having an affair with the president. Who's going to interview her? I'd love to see someone interview her. Now, I don't know. S.E., I know S.E. quite well. I don't know that that's the barometer I'd use. Lewinsky is sort of the victim. You know, she's the young intern who was taken advantage of by the president, who then threw her to the wolves because she wasn't used to what was going to be happening. She didn't understand what Hillary Clinton was going to do to ruin her life and how Bill was going to follow whatever Hillary said because he's cuckold. So that was that. She had no idea the storm that was coming her way. Stormy, on the other hand, knew it. It was in her name. So I don't agree with that, see, that Monica Lewinsky could have, in many ways, could have probably feasted on that whole scandal. You know, she could have, I mean, I know she did a book. I don't, to be honest, I didn't follow her career. But it was one of those things where you could only go so far in telling that story. How long do you want your name to be associated with a sexual act? I mean, how many people are like, yeah, you know, it's getting the Lewinsky, blah, blah, blah. It became the joke that quite frankly isn't very funny. I mean, imagine her parents. Your daughter, your namesake is now become synonymous with what she and Clinton were involved in. So Stormy Daniels, on the other hand, she picked a career of sex. And what's funny to me is I'm looking at this situation going, you got to look at the left and ask yourself, why would you pick this person? Why would you pick a woman who, you know, multiple times a day having sex is her career? And you say, oh, that's what's going to do Donald Trump in. It isn't the fact that he had an affair with a woman. He had an affair with an adult porn star. In the Democrat circles, that gets you back. You know, you probably get a Nobel Peace Prize. But it was like, what? How low can we go? You know, let's get some gutter trash. We'll associate that with Trump. And the further they go, the more ridiculous it sounds. I keep coming back to this. I'm a good-looking billionaire. If I had a thing for adult film stars, I would admit it. I go, yeah, I like Tito. What's his name? UFC guy. Dadgummit. Anyway, Tito. Where's, you know, got the blonde hair. It used to be a big deal in the UFC. He's not anymore. Never was that great of a fighter, to be honest with you. But Ortiz, Tito Ortiz, thank you. Anyway, he proudly dates a porn star. Proudly. They need loving, too. I'm not talking about sex. They need loving. These people, believe it or not, have husbands and wives who accept their careers. It's strange as it sounds. I mean, it's as freaky as, you know, transsexualism or whatever you want to, transgender. But there are people that don't care. So if this idea that they're going to make Trump, you know, we're going to show that you paid this woman off, you know, who you were having an affair. Donald Trump could have any woman he wanted, and he didn't have to pick a porn star. And I'm just telling you, the level of restraint that Donald Trump has shown in dealing with women is miraculous on many circles. I mean, there are guys out there I can tell you, there are women out there that agree with me. This dude is a straight-up billionaire, well-known, good-looking guy. I mean, I don't judge men, but I'm saying I think most women would find, you know, a lot of women would find Trump good-looking. I'll tell you this, they certainly found his wallet good-looking. He's got private jets. Donald Trump hung around the most beautiful women in the world, and they want to make him hang out with gutter trash. And like I said, the farther they get to, the more they get into it, the more unbelievable it becomes. I mean, it gets to the point where even winos are going, ah, you know, I was with him until they said he was with that prostitute. That girl is making all them nasty films. They have me up to there. You know, I was like, no way. I mean, I'm just telling you, my drunkest uncle knows that's a lie. So, I don't get it. And now we're, the media, she canceled. She canceled. She was on Jimmy Kimmel the night before. They said it was, I didn't even look at the clip. They said it was the most uneventful interview because she said on many times, I'm not denying this affair because I was paid hush money. It's been reported in the overseas owned tabloids. I'm denying this affair because it never happened. Her real name is Stephanie Clifford, and she said that. She provided the letter. She goes, look, this didn't happen. What is you guys' fascination with this? And I can promise you this. Donald Trump would have no problem owning. He'd go, yeah, I dated Stormy. Yeah, she was Stephanie. I mean, I called her Stephanie, but yeah, I dated her. What the heck? What? What? She doesn't deserve a chance at happiness? I can't imagine this. Now, if they want to make it was an affair. Let me tell you something. Donald Trump wants to have an affair. It would have been easy to do. That's what billions of dollars lets you do. Dude, man, I told people we needed somebody flawed. To be as flawed as Donald Trump is, he's got to be the cleanest dude out there, seriously. We couldn't have picked a better candidate to just flick off this nonsense. Unbelievable. Anyway, I'm glad she canceled. And I hope she is feasting over this. Because as I've said, if anything involving Trump makes other people money, congratulations to them. That's just him spurring the economy. So Stormy, you do your thing, girl. And don't go on The View, because they don't care anything about you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I have ordered the closing of the detention center at Guantanamo Bay. Tomorrow I'll visit Tampa, Florida, where workers will soon break ground on a new high-speed railroad funded by the Recovery Act, an investment that could lead to the world's cheapest solar cells, or treatment that kills cancer cells but leaves healthy ones. And that means building a new generation of safe, clean nuclear power plants and passing a comprehensive energy and climate bill with incentives that will finally make clean energy the profitable kind of energy in America. Our approach would preserve the right of Americans who have insurance to keep their doctor and their plan. It would reduce costs and premiums for millions of families and businesses. Our approach would bring down the deficit by as much as $1 trillion over the next 2 decades. Starting in 2011, we are prepared to freeze government spending for 3 years. Like any cash-strapped family, we will work within a budget to invest in what we need and sacrifice what we don't. And if I have to enforce this discipline by veto, I will. We will continue to go through the budget, line by line, to eliminate programs that we can't afford and don't work. That's why I've called for a bipartisan fiscal commission. This can't be one of those Washington gimmicks that lets us pretend we solve a problem. Store the pay-as-you-go law, publish all earmark requests on a single website.
I will not give up. I'm trying to change the tone of our politics.
We should continue the work of fixing our broken immigration system to secure our borders and enforce our laws and ensure that everyone who plays by the rules can contribute to our economy and enrich our nation.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's Kevin Jackson. So that was 2010 Barack Obama. And what's funny is a lot of it sounds the same, but he brought in some new stuff. He made new promises, right? He says, we're going to close Gitmo. Is Gitmo closed? Nope. Still open. And rightfully so. See, because he got in there and went, where do we put these bad guys? He tried releasing them. He wanted to flood the world with bad guys. Where's this new high-speed rail that was paid for by the Recovery Act? Anybody? Have you been on it? Have you ridden it? Surely it's fun, right? If anybody's been on the new high-speed rail that was paid for by the Recovery Act, will you please write the show? Call us, 844-551-8255, and let us know how it was. I'm sure you rode your unicorn and just left it in the parking lot while you got on the high-speed rail and circled around the globe and maybe went through a wormhole. Then he said this high-speed rail would probably lead the way to cheaper solar cells. It could be the thing that causes us to cure cancer. He says these solar cells could then be used to kill cancer cells. Where does this guy come up with this stuff? Freaking LSD type talk. So what we're going to do, we're going to build this high-speed rail from the money that we saved in the Recovery Act. There wasn't any money saved, Mr. President. Shut up. Anyway, then on top of our new high-speed rail, we'll put these really cool solar panels. And those solar panels are going to be new technology. And that technology will kill cancer. And you won't even have to take a vitamin. And your dog won't lose his hair. Okay, Mr. President, let's go to bed now. God, safe, clean nuclear power. You seen those plants? I haven't seen a safe, clean nuclear power plant built by Barack Obama. He had 7 years from when he made that statement to start building this plant. It's not built. He says he's going to give us a comprehensive climate bill for clean energy. No, he didn't. He gave money to his crony capitalist buddies who built taxpayers out of millions, no, billions of dollars. They got rich, declared bankruptcy. You got bupkis. And the only thing he did, he put all that larceny inside of pages and pages of stuff that the President Trump is having to undo right now. And then here was the biggie. If you like your doctor, you can keep it. You like your plan, you can keep it. And oh, by the way, Obamacare is going to reduce costs. You're going to have it all. You'll have your doctor. You'll have your new plan or the old plan you want. But the dollars are going to go down. I already told you, mine quadrupled. He said the same thing in 2009. He said what Obamacare was going to do was going to bring down the government deficit by $2 trillion over 10 years. In other words, $200 billion a year. This is a man who doubled the size of our debt. This is a man whose deficit was billions higher than any other president in history. Says he's going to freeze government spending. He's going to stop it in its tracks. You want to know why? Because government's crazy. It's gone too far with your money, and I'm going to be a good steward of it. And then he said again the same thing he said in 2009. I'm going to go line by line. I will veto pork. He went on even further. Pay go. Pay as you go. That's the way we're going to run this government. We will not run in deficit spending. And yet he did. Then he went on to say, we will publish the earmarks. You will be able to go online and see what congressman is looking for what and who's trying to get you to pay for the nonsense that you don't want to pay for. That's going to get you the transparency you need. Somebody tell this brother where you can go see that. It isn't because Donald Trump took it down. And then I love the last part. He says he's going to fix this broken immigration system. Barack Obama has said exactly the same things that Donald Trump has said about immigration. You shouldn't be getting into a place. You shouldn't be, in other words, you should be legal to get into a place. By the way, this is a great time to play the clip from Chuck Schumer talking about immigration. You see if this sounds even more harsh than Donald Trump. Because to me, Chucky is a pretty mean boy. And he would hate for Univision to get to hear this.
We must create a system that converts the current flow of primarily low-skilled illegal immigrants into the United States into a more manageable and controlled flow of legal immigrants who can be absorbed by our economy. Let me elaborate. The first of these seven principles is that illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress on dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now and on rationalizing our system of legal immigration. It's plain and simple and unavoidable. When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration, which the American people overwhelmingly oppose. If you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it. I think it is illegal and wrong, and we have to change it. Above all else, the American people want their government to be serious about protecting the public, enforcing the rule of law, and creating a rational system of legal immigration that will proactively fit our needs rather than reactively responding to future waves of illegal immigration. People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally. To the advocates for strong, fair, effective, comprehensive immigration reform, and I'm certainly one, I say to you that the American people will never accept immigration reform unless they truly believe that their government is committed to ending future illegal immigration. And any successful comprehensive immigration reform bill must recognize this fact.
Now, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. I want to ask you something. That was Chuck Schumer's take on immigration in 2009. It mirrored Barack Obama's take on immigration in 2009. They control the House and the Senate and the presidency in 2009. The Republicans supposedly had the same take on immigration because theoretically nothing's changed with them. So we had everything lined up for immigration. Why didn't it happen? Did somebody answer me that question? It's a simple question. The president said it in his this was 2010 he said it. In 2009, a year before, Chuck Schumer said what you just heard. That was more harsh than Donald Trump. So now suddenly, Chuck Schumer's tying all his legislation up on Dreamers and what they've got to get. He's abandoned his own citizenry. Barack Obama wanted it. Chuck Schumer wanted it. The Republicans wanted it. Why didn't it happen? For the same reason you hear these State of the Union promises, nothing happens, and you forget about it. I would love for the media to dissect the lies. The guy who did this video said there's 140 promises that Barack Obama didn't keep, and what I just played for you. Not in that piece. The whole thing, his 8 years. 140 broken promises. They sound like delusions of a madman. And you don't hear one single Democrat talking about Barack Obama being unhinged. Well, he was unhinged. I mean, the guy's talking about curing cancer with solar cells. Really? He lied, blatantly lied about the doctor and the plan. He blatantly lied about the amount of money that was going to be taken off the deficit because of Obamacare. He blatantly lied about freezing spending. He's a liar, hypocrite.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ooh, I love these stories when black people got legitimate beefs. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the KJ Radio Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. A black woman is suing Walmart for product segregation. She wants the products integrated. Roe v. Wade. No, that's abortion. Dred Scott. No, that's ownership of, let me see, integration. Civil Rights Act of 1965 for hair care products. Oh, man. Go to any store in the hood, and let me tell you what you're going to see. You'll see products on lockdown. That's right. In some inner city bodegas, patrons view the entirety of the store selection from behind plexiglass. I've never been in one of those stores. Well, actually, that's not true. There's one in St. Louis. You walk in. It gives you about 8 feet before you get to the counter, and everything is behind a counter that's got a plexiglass screen. Everything. I often wonder how that guy's store is going to do, because QT put a store about 4 blocks up from him. But before that QT store went in, he was the only game in, you know, within, say, a mile. So he did, probably did pretty well. But I went in there, honestly, out of curiosity, and I think I wanted to get, like, some chips or something for one of my kiddos. And I was like, okay. And that store was on total. I was like, wow. But I saw one where the entire store is behind plexiglass. There was no countertop. His had a counter, and then above the counter was plexiglass where he would hand you stuff through that little dip in the, you know, in the counter. Or he could pass it through a hole that was in the top, depending upon what it was. And I just remember, didn't even think anything about it. Now, when I grew up, there was a store it was right across the street from church. I could never wait to get out of church because I knew, I had a nickel. And I could run over to that little store and buy as much candy as I could. And the guy who ran that store, he loved it. Everything was accessible when I was a kid. You could run through that store. It was little, but you could get anything you wanted. You put it up to the counter, paid for it, and left. But nowadays, it's not that way in black community stores. There used to be I think it was called a racetrack. It was a store called Racetrack, T-R-A-C. And they had a store, and everything was behind the counter. It was another store in St. Louis. It was right at the corner. It was at the corner of 44 and Jefferson. And almost at the corner. There's a library at the corner. But people that know St. Louis know exactly what I'm talking about. And you would go into that store, and the people behind the counter had to get everything for you, just like that bodega. And I remember thinking, wow, this is mainstream here. Talk about an eye-opening, thing that tells you you live in the hood is when you see a store like that. Because, like I said, I'd never seen that. They took it down finally, probably because somebody complained. But the guy who runs that little bodega, same thing. He's got that. It's the same setup. Anyway, this black woman, she's wanting to sue Walmart over what she calls product segregation. And here's the story in Newsweek. A Southern California woman filed a lawsuit against Walmart on Friday alleging racial discrimination after she found that her local store was keeping beauty products marketed towards black shoppers in locked cases separated from other products. Essie Grundy, who is represented by Gloria Allred, said that she was told the policy of, quote, segregated beauty products at the Paris, California location was a directive from corporate headquarters. At a press conference, Allred said that the employees told Grundy that she would need to be escorted to the cash register with the products to pay for them. It perpetuates a stereotype that African Americans are thieves, said Allred. So I want you to imagine how Walmart came to this decision. Go with me on this. First, black leftists were indeed stealing these products. Second, in today's politically correct climate, you can bet Walmart saw this action as something of a last resort. So instead of understanding why Walmart protects these certain products, Grundy made these actions racist. This article says, Grundy, a mother of five, said she was not allowed to touch the lotion she picked out until she had purchased it, making her feel like a criminal. She says she was buying a comb that cost 48 cents and didn't understand why the item was locked away, while other non-African-American products that were more expensive were not. Oh, really? She couldn't put that logic together, huh? Allred didn't specify damages that Grundy is seeking, but the lawsuit demands that the practice be stopped immediately. And her research, by the way, didn't end with one Walmart. She went to other locations to see how they were doing things, and she says she visited two nearby locations and found varying but similar circumstances. Cosmetics for black shoppers were under additional surveillance with security cameras, while products marketed towards other ethnicities were not, she recalled. Videos and pictures circulated on social media after the news conference show that the locked boxes are featured in many locations across the country. Okay. And there's a reason why. I said it earlier. I gave you a hint. Black leftists are the biggest thieves in the country. They won't get mad at me for saying it, but it's a fact. If those products were leaping off the shelves and Walmart was selling them in big numbers, they'd be wide open. Retailers protect themselves from what they call shrinkage. And that's just another word, a fancy word for theft. And trust me when I tell you this, folks, I know the retail segment, market segment fairly well. A large portion of this shrinkage or this theft is internal, meaning employees are figuring out how to steal from you. When you hire a leftist, understand you've hired thieves. You've got a cancer inside of your business. They are looking for ways to take advantage of you. Shoplifting, though, is a big part of the bottom line. Loss prevention is what this all falls under, and they take all kinds of crazy measures for loss prevention. They've talked about RFIDs. You've got these, you know, different things that beep when you go out of a store, all these different things, these mechanisms for loss prevention, including additional security cameras in the lot. Walmart responded. They said the company doesn't accept racial discrimination of any kind. They said we're sensitive to this situation and understand, like other retailers, that some products, such as electronics, automotive, cosmetics, and other personal care products are subject to additional security. Those determinations are made on a store-by-store basis using the data supporting the need for the heightened measures. While we've yet to review a complaint, we take this situation seriously and we'll address it with the court. Now, I'm going to tell you, they have sophisticated loss prevention models. Walmart bases its decision on transactional data. And let me tell you what that means. If I've got 50 hair care products of blacks, and when we do our recount, our inventory, I've got 10 of them, but I've only sold 10, I've got a 30 product discrepancy. And the only answer is shrinkage, theft. After a detailed analysis of the, quote, black products, I guarantee you Walmart's loss prevention team said, our black products have a tendency to not end up in the register. So we're going to put them under lock and key. And then we'll analyze the data. And you know what came back with the data? No more shrinkage. Now, was it internal? Don't know. Don't care. Was it external? Don't know. Don't care. What I can tell you loss prevention looked at is problem solved. They didn't arbitrarily select those products. Those products selected themselves. So, you know, Grundy exacerbates a problem. Instead of blaming the real culprit, she blames the retailer. And Chris and I were talking, Harris and I were talking, and Chris said, man, I would go after a person like Grundy and Allred. I would ruin their lives. I would say to them, you're never going to get a nickel off of me. Because, number one, you're wrong. And I'm going to make sure your life is miserable. I will spend $5 million to make sure you don't get a penny. And Gloria Allred, I'm going to put you out of business. Essie Grundy, whatever your name is, you're going to have a difficult time finding work. When my team is done with you, for creating this frivolous lawsuit based on our business models, you and anybody like you is never going to come at Walmart again. I would make such an example of her and her attorney that nobody would want to sue me ever again. This is where you got to take the stance and say, I can put an end to this nonsense. This is not segregation of products. This is a Walmart showcasing a problem happening in America that black people don't want to admit to.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.